Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
The Charlie Card song by the Kingston Trio. Well, there's no shortage of sayings about how endings aren't really endings. Every end is a new beginning, or it's not over till it's over. But the truth is, sometimes things really do come to an end. Today is the last day you can use the T-token. We couldn't let the day go by without marking the occasion. Here with me in the studio is one guy who knows T-tokens, Bradley Clark. He's from the Boston Street Railway Association. Bradley Clark, I'm guessing you have many tokens put aside.
Well, I probably have a few hundred, but not necessarily the ones the public is acquainted with.
Yeah, I'm holding in my hand a very careful, they're all in little cards. You have them from 1837, which is when the T was first used in Boston.
Well, the first public transportation was an omnibus, which looked like a stagecoach, but it had a door in the end and long benches along the side so that it could go from stop to stop and carry a lot of people. And the reason for the token was that sometimes people would have to get change, and there was always a dispute between the driver and the people riding. And when you had the token, that was proof of payment. You actually did have the payment. And here's a picture of an omnibus.
Oh, my goodness. It looks like it's a horse-drawn carriage, really, is what it is.
Looks like a stagecoach,
yeah,
but
yes,
no
yeah.
doors on the side.
Ah,
not
so.
Like the Wild West.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, it's the urban city.
Okay.
And in the winter, they put them on runners.
So this was a way, it was more efficient that, you know, tokens were thought to be efficient then at that time, and, you know, because you're preventing fraud and all of the rest.
The name always applied was a convenience token. In 1951, when the MTA issued its famous token that says Metropolitan Transit Authority, that's 115L on the sheet.
Yeah, I'm looking at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They minted 3 million of them,
mm-hmm.
and that was a 15-cent fare. So instead of reaching in your pocket and fishing around for a dime and a nickel, you had already purchased the token, usually a dollar or two's worth, and you'd have those in your pocket and just pull it right out and pay your fare instantly.
I have to say that of the ones on this sheet that are all carefully preserved, that's just one that's so distinctive looking. It's, you know, it just gets me because I think the token is a part of the character of Boston.
It is.
But I learned in this story is that other cities have used tokens. I mean, I know, you know, New York, but beyond that, many more cities use tokens than I thought. So Boston wasn't unique in that way.
Thousands of cities in this country have used tokens. Now, in Massachusetts, 35 different cities, and there are more than 147 different types of tokens. So there's a vast number ranging from ones made of plastic to ones that were made in the millennium by the MBTA in 2000. Those were brass, and then they were gold-plated and sold as souvenirs for $2 a piece. Never used. You couldn't put them in a
wow.
in a turnstile. But lots of people bought them, and the T made a buck.
Well, and that's, yeah, I guess this is why the T is now stopping the use of them, because they feel that they're not efficient. So we should say that, you know, this has been tried to retire these tokens 3 times before, and every time they reneged on that and allowed people to use them. But this today is it, fini, right?
Theoretically.
Oh, you don't believe. Okay.
If you take a look at the Silver Line, their premier line, you know, a lot of people ride it, and very often they don't have full fare on their cards. So there's a lot of time spent at the fare box adding value and putting tickets in and having them come out and waving the Charlie card and so on. And, you know, you can take quite a few minutes downtown before the bus ever gets rolling. And what you need is something called proof of payment,
mm-hmm.
where you buy your fare in advance and a roving inspector gets on and asks to see the ticket that you get. And, you know, there's no delay at the fare box, and that's the thing. The token allowed you to just deposit it and go, because you'd already paid the correct fare.
But there was a reason why, and I'm speaking with Bradley Clark, president of the Boston Street Railway Association, and he and I are lamenting what we believe to be the very, very last day that one can use tokens in Boston, which I think is a shame. I'll just put my opinion out there. Who cares what I think? But anyway. So the point of the Charlie card, or moving from to the Charlie card 6 years ago, was to make it more efficient and to reduce fraud. But you're saying here's an example where it's not efficient on the Silver Line, so we still haven't done everything that they thought that the Charlie card was going to do.
Well, if the Charlie card worked the way it was envisioned, if they put the full value on it, if somebody charged it up with, say, $20, and then for a week used it, there'd be no problem. The Charlie card works perfectly. The problem is when you let it get too low, then you have to stand at the front of the bus and deposit more coins or add bills or add value until you get it to the point where it will work. And the Charlie ticket has the same problem. Mm-hmm. Now, on light bus lines where one or two people get on, it's not a problem. On the rapid transit lines, it's not a problem because you have to pay at the turnstile. You're not holding up the train. But on very heavy bus routes, when you have a lot of people getting on at every stop, there's quite a bit of time spent adjusting the fare and getting it right and so on, because the bus isn't going to move until people have paid their fare.
Now, what happened right now for this to be the final day, and why today is the final day and not July 1st when it was supposed to be, is that at the end, leading up to July 1st, people were rushing in to cash in the tokens. Who knew people had all these tokens hoarded? Now, a figure that I heard, which is quite amazing, is, you know, 3.4 million are somewhere hoarded away, with people in, you know, penny jars at the bottom of underneath couches. And some people were hoarding actually quite deliberately so they could cash it in. And when the T realized they couldn't accommodate everybody, they said, okay, we'll extend it to July 20th. Did you have any sense that there were that many out there still?
No, not at all. But, you know, you take a look at the mintages. Now, in 1919, they minted 3 million tokens. In 1951, 3 million more. That's 6 million. Then 100,000 in 1987 for a special commemorative token for opening the Southwest Corridor. Then, so what are we dealing with? 6,100,000. 3 million more in 1988. So 9,100,000 plus 200,000 in 1992 for the tall ships. Well, you know, we're approaching 10 million tokens here.
That's a good
point. 3 million tokens out there? It's not hard to believe.
All right, so the ones that don't get cashed in by the end of the day because people haven't been paying attention or they just don't want to turn them in, but later maybe they will, they're going to end up burned up in a furnace as scrap material. This seems, oh my God, it just goes right through me. Why do that? Let some of us who want, I'd like to find one. I can't find one in my house. Maybe that's why I'm really sad about it. So I can have it as a keepsake, but I can't find one anymore.
Well, as it turns out, there are a number of vendors that the T has that take these tokens and turn them into tie tacks and cufflinks and all sorts of jewelry, including decorated belts and stuff like that. There's somebody on the West Coast that does it. There's another vendor over here in Cambridge that does it. And those people are going to get sacks of tokens, and I have no doubt that they'll be available to the public for years to come.
Well, but will there be, now, see, on this sheet that you had, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, you've got a bunch of them, like 9. So will only certain ones be most available?
Yeah, the last four.
Okay.
The small ones.
Okay.
115L, M, I can't see them from here, but mm-hmm. But it's the nickel-sized ones.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, those will be around.
Right.
But the early tokens, 1837 and so on, they're quite rare. And there aren't many around. They're called census tokens because you can actually take a census on how many there are. There might be 10. Of the 1837 tokens.
And you have two of them here, so if I were to just, you know, abscond with this, how much is that worth?
Well, the Roxbury Coaches token, that was from John Elliott Square in Roxbury where the big white church is up on the hill.
Yeah, right.
Went down to Dudley Street and then down Washington Street to Boylston Street, the old Boylston Market, really. That one's worth about $150.
Oh.
And the other one, the Roxbury Coach, was from Maverick Square to Chelsea Square. And that's probably worth about $250.
But the ones that are probably going to be available in the Saks Fold, as you say, for jewelry and now for scrap and historic mementos on eBay, they'll be worth what?
Oh, 50 cents to a dollar,
okay.
I'd say.
Okay. So now when we go away, when we stop taking our tokens, how many cities will still be taking tokens?
Oh, for goodness sake, hundreds.
Okay.
They're still in widespread use for smaller properties, which might have a bus or two or a line or two or, you know. Remember, tokens aren't just transportation now. They're used in car washes. They're used in peep shows.
But I mean, for transportation. Everywhere. For transportation, how many cities will still be accepting tokens as a mode of payment?
Probably about 150. Quite a number.
Yeah, okay.
Electronic fare collection is expensive to institute. It takes time to put in the facilities. It takes time to do the programming. It takes time to set up the fare cards. You've got to figure out distribution. Is it going to be through employers or bought directly from the bus driver or bought from the transit authority or heaven knows what? So as a practical matter, sometimes it's cheaper to just to stick with the tried and true.
Well, I agree. And it's the character of the town. You know, San Francisco's got trolley cars. They're not efficient. They're just there for the character of the town, for goodness sakes.
Well, I have to disagree with you. You know, trolley cars carry about 2.5 times what a bus will. And they're actually very efficient.
All right, Bradley Carr.
That's a mistake a lot of people make.
All right. Well, here's my point. It is the part of the character of Boston that I think, and it's a big one that we're losing, I think, at the end of today.
Oh, I agree with you.
Okay, so you're going to miss it as much as I do.
They're charming.
Okay. I agree with you.
What's
charming.
Not to like?
What's not to like? I'm with you, Bradley Clark. Thank you so much for talking to me about what I think is a sad moment in Boston's history. And I hope that you have the ones that you've collected on display somewhere, so people should be able to see how the changes over the years. It's really quite interesting.
Well, your producer told me he was going to put them on your website.
We are going to put it on the website so people can see exactly what I'm holding in my hand, because it's quite interesting. For people who, you still got half a day, if you've got those tokens, you can cash them in or, you know, cash them in. You can't really use them, but you could cash them in and know that there are some other cities who did not go the route that we went, and they're still using their tokens, and maybe they'll accept the ones that you have as well. But in the meantime, I want to thank you, Bradley Clark, president of the Boston Street Railway Association, for talking to me about the swan song for the MBTA T token.
My pleasure.
I've been speaking with Bradley Clark, president of the Boston Street Railway Association. Today is the very last day in Boston you can use your MBTA T token. Shark sightings, stopping suburban sprawl, and cracking down on nepotism. Just some of the things I'll be talking about in my regional, local weekend review. I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio.